Wink.com. We hand deliver a world of wine. Discover the wine of your dreams. One quiz. Your journey to a membership starts with a 1 minute quiz. 5 questions. Do you like mushrooms? We're dying to know. 4 bottles. We'll tailor 4 delicious wines to your taste preference each month. 5 million reviews and coming. Great your wink wines monthly so we can perfect your palate. Me, Wink shares, drink it, love it, own it, meet the crowd pleasers. 2018 Chop Shop Cabernet Sauvignon, 2018 Pâté Saunier Sauvignon Blanc, 2000 Folly of the Beast Pinot Noir. Handled with care, we take a modern approach at a timeless craft. We use minimal intervention, winemaking methods, and sustainable farming techniques to create amazing wines for our community while also preserving this incredible planet we call home. When you start with a great raw material, you have to do a lot less work wine, and in order to have a great raw material, you have to leave the vineyard better than you found it. Ryan Zotovich, director of winemaking. We heard it through the great friend, the best wine club overall, fantastic wine, selection, reasonable prices, and fast delivery. Business Insider, Wink is the best decision I ever made. The international wines are my favorite. The whole process takes about 10 minutes, and magically a shipment of wine is on the way. BuzzFeed, get more out of your glass, find your perfect bottle, rate your wine so we can perfect your palate. If you don't like a bottle, contact us and we replace it with one that you do. Wine your way, we offer flexible membership so you can choose your own bottles, red, white, rosé, the choice is yours, no strings attached. We understand if you need a break, skip a month or cancel anytime, no questions asked. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Today's True Crime story is of paranormal nature. Oh, Black Eyed Children, real or urban legend? Black Eyed Children, or Black Eyed Kids, are an American contemporary legend of paranormal creatures that resemble children between ages 6 and 16, with pale skin and black eyes who are reportedly seen hitchhiking, orphaned or panhandling, or encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. History? While tabloid coverage of the creatures has claimed that tales of black-eyed children have existed since the 1980s, most sources indicate that the legend originated from 1996, posting is written by Texas reporter Brian Bethel on a ghost-related mailing list relating to alleged encounters with black-eyed kids. Bethel described encountering 2 such children in Abilene, Texas in 1996 and claims that a second person had a similar unrelated encounter in Portland, Oregon. Bethel's stories have become regarded as classic examples of creepypasta and gained such popularity that he published an FAQ just to keep up with demand for more info about the new urban legend in 2012. Brian Bethel told a story on reality TV series Monsters and Mysteries in America. He wrote a follow-up article for the Abilene News Reporter News describing his experience and maintaining his belief that it was legitimate. In 2012, the horror film Black Eyed Kids was produced with Kickstarter funding. Its director commenting that the creepy children were an urban legend that's been floating around on the internet for years now. I always thought it was fascinating. A 2013 episode of MSN's Weekly Strange that featured reports of black eyed children is thought to have helped spread the legend on the internet. During 1 week in September 2014, the British tabloid Daily Star ran the 3 sensationalistic page stories about large size of black-eyed children connected to the sale of a supposedly haunted pub in Staffordshire. The paper claimed a shock rise in sightings around the world. Alleged sightings are taken seriously by ghost hunters, some of whom believe black-eyed children to be extraterrestrials, vampires, or ghosts. Science writer Sharon A. Hill was unable to find any documentation of black-eyed children child encounters, concluding that the tales are passed on as friend of a friend ghost stories. Hill considers the legend to resemble typical spooky folklore stories, such as the phantom of black dog, where the subject is not supernatural and there may never have been an actual original encounter. Snopes lists this one as being a legend. Thank you for listening to this episode. episode. Have a good week and stay safe.